You're tuned to The Drive Show with Elijah Blair.
Sponsored by Groundwater Country Music Festival, Gold Coast, 27th to the 29th of July, 2018.
Checking in for your afternoon, 98.9 FM for the best country. Elijah driving you home. Thanks to Motson's Automotive and Suspension Centre. Yellow Cab 13-19-24 in the Groundwater Country Music Festival that is locked in for July 27th through until the 29th. I'd just like to begin the show by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land in which we are broadcasting on. Also like to pay my respects to both elders past and present. Well, we're going to waste no time. We're jumping straight in and we've got a really talented singer-songwriter joining us via telephone, Mr. Granger Smith. Granger, how you doing, mate?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, man. Tell us where we've got you from today. It looks like international numbers. So you're over there in the States, are you?
I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ooh. Is it the city of sin? Is that Vegas?
That's it. That's right. Why I'm on the bus and not out on the town.
Oh, good on you, man. It's on the bucket list for sure to get over there. But look, man... You're going to be performing at the Groundwater Country Music Festival, Gold Coast, as I said earlier on there, 27th through until the 29th. I see you've got your name down as your alter ego, Earl Dibbles Jr. Wondering about that one. Earl will make an appearance that day.
Sure. Earl is something that we loved bringing to Australia the first time we came, and I can't wait to do it again.
Man, what's the difference between Granger Smith and Earl Dibbles Jr.?
Earl is definitely a ultra country boy. He's way over the top. He rocks a little harder. He wears the same thing of overalls and white tank top every night. Mm-hmm. He smashes beers on the stage, and Granger is much more the tame version of that. But I think both of them is what makes the other one work on stage.
Is it like is it a Jekyll and Hyde thing? Is that what it's like?
I think so. Without Jekyll, there is no Hyde. So you don't get that kind of dynamic.
Right.
So that's what it is.
Man, on stage there, who have you got with you? You got the band, and I see you put out that album last year, When the Good Guys Win. Are we going to hear some tunes from that, are we?
Yes, you will. And we're going to kind of, when we get down there, we'll kind of test out and see what people know. And we're just going to be so excited to play in Australia again, that people are so passionate. And we're going to be, I hope that everyone will be able to share that excitement that you'll see on our faces.
Man, speaking of stages, you've sort of just stepped off one, haven't you, last night I see you on Jimmy Kimmel. Surreal, eh?
Yes.
That's surreal. Tell us about the performance.
Jimmy Kimmel in Los Angeles last night. Very, very surreal. Yeah, no doubt.
What's he like in person? Do you have a chance to talk to him and I guess get a feel for what he's like as a real person? Because I'm sure we see like the TV personality and then there's like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, I did talk to him and I think he's probably very, very similar to what you see on TV. He's very, very witty, very funny. Mm-hmm. He seems like a good guy.
What was it feel like, the audience in that? Because it seems like a really intimate sort of gig. How did you prepare for it?
Well, this environment was... their outdoor stage. So every once in a while they'll do outdoor shows in the summertime, and it's much more like a festival concert atmosphere.
Oh, right. You guys are in summer. We're over here in winter freezing our butts off. So you guys are pretty lucky over there in the States.
That's right.
You better do some adjusting, right, man. You better do some adjusting when you get down here in July. It is going to be in the middle of winter. You'll be cold.
And I need to bring the jackets, do I?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, dust the old denim jackets off. Yep, get them in the bag. Man, what's coming up next for you in 2018? I see that album out last year. Is there a plan to keep that momentum going and get an album out this year?
You know, we are putting out some new music in the fall. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a documentary coming out. I'm going to have Earl Dibbles is going to have a book coming out, a coffee table book, kind of just a funny book called... If Your City, If Your Country, and How to Tell the Difference. So it's going to be a fun year.
Have to keep our ears to the ground for that one. Brother, when you're down under in Australia, I mean, are you going to try your hand at some of our cuisines, our Vegemites, our meat pies, our sausage rolls?
What do you recommend?
Oh, man, get yourself get yourself into a 7-Eleven and get yourself a proper, genuine meat pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll hold you to that.
Yep. And the pie's a little bit different in Australia. In America, they're sort of like the big pie you get at the table and everyone gets a slice. But in Australia, we've got the single-handed pie that you can hold in one hand. It's glorious.
Okay. That sounds amazing.
Give it a go. Man, thanks for dropping in. Thanks for calling in and taking some time out to speak to us. We look forward to seeing you take to the stage there at Groundwater. If I'm there, I'll come annoy you and say hello with a bit of Vegemite.
Please do. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Cheers, man. Thanks again. And we're going to get your song that I love of yours, man. It's If the Boot Fits, if we can.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great.
Cheers, brother. Thanks again.
Cheers. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Cinderella, Daddy wants you back home by midnight every time we're together. Yeah.